grand jury. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Virginia school leaders share their concerns when it comes to academic performance among students. I'm Melissa Howell.
D.C.'s health director says they are not changing the way they report COVID data after council members call for an investigation. I'm Valerie Bong.
WTOP News Time, 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A wild roller coaster ride on Wall Street today, with the S&P 500 falling into bear territory earlier, just recovering at the close to avert it.
When the closing bell rang, it's likely many investors took a long, deep breath. Until the final hour, it looked like it might be another big day of losses. At one point, the Dow was down more than 600 points. It ended the day up more than 8 points. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says there are still some key concerns.
The real question is, will the economy slow down so much that we tip into a recession?
And the gains in the final hour may have a lot to do with bargain hunters trying to pick up stocks at low prices. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Biden is in Asia, his first trip there since taking office.
I and my country look forward to a very productive few days together where we can get to know one another better and explore ways to take the alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States to an even greater heights than it already exists.
The president also speaking about the world economy at a Samsung facility in South Korea. A global food crisis is looming due to Russia blocking Ukrainian ports in the Black Sea from exporting wheat, sunflower oil, and other foods, including fertilizer. CBS's MTS Taya.
Until Russia agrees to allow this grain out and allow these other vital food supplies out, we are looking at a very serious food crisis affecting tens of millions of people in many, many countries around the world. And so that, of course, is extremely alarming. There are plans being made to try to move some of this wheat and all of this other food aid via road. But how do you create a global food supply chain in a country in war?
Filling up your car is jaw-dropping, and according to gas and oil experts, the price at the pump isn't going down anytime soon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
Nothing is normal. This is a normal time. Things don't return to normal until global current events go back to normal.
Six children have now died from a mysterious acute hepatitis.
CDC investigators are still not sure what's causing acute hepatitis in children in 36 states. The CDC's Jay Butler.
At present, the leading hypothesis remains an important role for adenovirus 41.
He says they're not ruling out SARS-CoV-19, though, as a possible role in these cases. The agency is urging parents to be on the lookout for symptoms of hepatitis,
including vomiting, dark urine, light-colored stools, and yellowing of the skin, and to contact their child's health care provider if any of these symptoms develop.
Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
503 on WTOP on this Friday, May 20th, 2022. It is getting hotter. We're at 88 degrees in D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story is one you're hearing first on WTOP. The day he took office, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin ordered his attorney general to investigate Loudoun County Public Schools' handling of two sex assaults in their high schools. Attorney General Jason Meares formed a special grand jury, but now the school board is suing to shut it down.
The school board is seeking an injunction to stop the use of the special grand jury. The suit claims the governor's executive order went beyond his authority and is a fishing expedition, and it says Attorney General Meares is unlawfully using the special grand jury. The board says it's only intended for local prosecutors, not the AG, and only for criminal matters, not policy ones. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed has focused on the LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for Meares tells WTOP Loudoun County Schools had said they would cooperate. She adds it's the latest attempt in the opinion of the AG to prevent the citizens of Loudoun from learning the truth. The investigation will continue. A spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling the board doesn't want to cooperate and asks, quote, what are they hiding? Neil will get into the nitty-gritty of all of this on tonight's episode of the DMV Download Podcast. That's the WTOP podcast, and you can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There's more reaction this afternoon to a Virginia Education Department report showing the Commonwealth schools are doing a poor job of educating kids. WTOP's Melissa Howell reports on big concerns around an achievement gap.
Expectations in academic performance has been on the decline across Virginia. That's according to a report released by the state's Department of Education.
We don't believe the data points fairly reflect the good work that teachers are doing in school divisions.
Ben Kaiser is the president of the Virginia Association of School Superintendents and says there are a number of data points that have to be considered, like students who earn industry certifications. School leaders say there are now plans to revise academic standards and focus more on equal access among students.
We want to know more about how the General Assembly and the policymakers will find tangible ways to provide students all of the things they need.
Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Four pedestrians got hit by a car. It happened just before noon today in Annandale. One of them, a woman, has life-threatening injuries. Everyone was taken to the hospital after the crash on Maple Place just off Columbia Pike. The driver of the car and a passenger were also hospitalized after the car left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence, and finally stopped in a parking lot. Jennifer Limas lives nearby. She tells our news partners at NBC4, speed is definitely a concern here.
This road can be really busy, but I was telling him that, you know, we've never witnessed someone get run over or anything like that, but lots of car speed.
Fairfax County Police tell WTOP the collision does not appear to be intentional.
Are you feeling the heat this afternoon? We are in the upper 80s and even some low 90s. And as we go through the weekend, it'll feel like 100 degrees or more. Oh, joy! You'll want to be mindful, though, of the potential danger that comes with such intense heat and humidity.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. King, WTOP News.
Ahead on WTOP.
A top local prosecutor weighs in on calls to revisit a high-profile police shooting. I'm John Aaron.
It's 5:07.
Hear frontline voices on public safety in partnership with Verizon.
Fire crews have more access to thermal imaging cameras than ever before, says Fire Chief Scott Goldstein with the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service.
That aids our personnel in seeing in the smoke-obscured environment.
And he says while treating patients on a scene, they can now transmit EKGs